Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about community viability. What's that?
Right. Well, it's a difficult question in rural America. You know, we have lots of communities of all sizes. You know, when I say community, I'm talking towns, you know, towns and cities. And a lot of them are small and getting smaller. Mm. You know, in Minnesota, for example, we have 800 some incorporated cities in the state, and about 500 of them are below 1,000 in population.
And what does that mean? I mean, does that mean that they just can't sustain any longer, some of them?
Well, that's the question, you know. It's a tough question because you don't want to pick winners and losers. You don't want to tell them, well, you know, last one out shuts off the lights. But it's something that we think needs to be looked at, and we're planning on looking at now. And the question is probably the big question is the reason that these towns were created in the first place still accurate? Is it still true?
Right. So in other words, what's happened, I think, in a lot of places is you've got regional centers and then you have smaller communities that sort of surround those regional centers. And so much of the economic activity is drawn to the regional centers, and that makes it difficult on the smaller communities.
Yeah. And there's a thing called critical mass. You know, and you need so many people to create so much economic activity to keep a community going. And so the question is there a size? Is there a level? Is there a level of activity where when a town falls below that, should we continue to spend money on them?
Right.
You know, should we continue to invest money into their water treatment system? You
right.
know, we don't want to tell people you can't live here, you know, but there's a question of the best use of investment dollars. And so what we're hoping to figure out, at least at first, is what are those factors that make a community viable or not viable? What goes into that survivability? And then we'll figure out how to handle this very delicate subject.
It is delicate because I imagine people have pretty strong emotions tied to
their
communities.
They do. It's a very emotional subject.
I would also expect that, you know, the original reason why a community was, you know, created in the first place may have changed over time.
Oh, absolutely.
So I can think of examples where maybe a community was developed because you needed to have a grain elevator or some place to, you know what I'm saying?
Is actually, like there were, it was a lot of places, it was creameries.
Okay, creamery. And then, but now today, maybe it's because people want to live in a smaller community, so it's a bedroom community. Mm-hmm. It still is viable, but it's viable for a completely different reason.
Right, and the factors have changed. You know, how far is it from that regional center? Is it an easy drive? You know, and with vast improvements in transportation and communications and the internet and everything, all of those factors have changed in the last 100 years. And so it's a whole different way of looking at things.
Well, best wishes to you
and
the center for tackling this. It's going to be a delicate issue indeed. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.